I'll start with some announcements. Please place your phones or audio connection on mute until such a time as you are presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please pronounce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. The meeting logistics. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item 1E. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@innovationhigh.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individuals with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. As required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the website. Moving on to the agenda, opening items. I will call this meeting of Orange County Workforce Innovation High School regular board meeting operated by Western Educational Corporation, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Wednesday, July 20th, 2022 at 1:30 p.m. to order. Roll call and establishment of quorum. Michael Adams is here. Claudia Beck?
Here.
Frank Lucasa?
Here.
Dr. David Rathgeber?
Here.
They're all present and accounted for and do have a quorum for today's meeting. Item C, Pledge of Allegiance. I'll ask Dr. David Rathgeber to lead us in the pledge, and please, everyone else, place your phones on mute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Dr. Rathgeber.
My pleasure.
And we'll move on to staff introductions. Corporate officers, Ms. Brown.
Good afternoon, President Adams, board members. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you. Ms. Vincent.
Good afternoon. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Thank you. And school staff.
Julie Quetta, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Julie.
Liliana Child, school principal.
Thank you.
Kyle DeWitt, I'm the federal and state programs coordinator.
Thank you. And school legal counsel.
Good afternoon. Bill Thompson, legal counsel to the school.
Thank you, Bill. And advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with OLAC.
Thank you, Michelle. And any other staff who wish to introduce themselves? Hearing none, we'll now move on to item E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Mr. Martineau.
Thank you, President Adams and board members. Please refer to your board package for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to adopt Agenda Item 1E.
This is David Rathgeber. I move we adopt Agenda Item 1E.
Thank you.
Frank Lucasa, I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgeber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item F. May I hear a motion to approve the agenda for the July 20th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
This is David Rathgeber. I move that we approve the agenda for the July 20th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Thank you.
Frank Lucasa, I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item G. May I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the June 7, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors?
This is David Rathgaber. I move that we approve the minutes of the June 7th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Thank you.
Frank Lucas, I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucas?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item 2, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line, or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Hearing none, were there any written comments submitted to the board prior to the meeting?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team, here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment.
Thank you, Shelley. We'll now move on to item 3, public hearing, and I will request a motion and a second to open the public hearing.
This is David Rathgaber. I move we open the public hearing.
Thank you.
Frank Lucas, I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucas?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes, and the public hearing is now open. The board will hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the revised personalized learning policy. The public hearing is now open at 1:37 p.m. The board has allotted 15 minutes for this public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. The board will now hear from Julie Parra, Area Superintendent.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. For the public hearing today, we're presenting a revised personalized learning policy that complies with the latest legislative mandates for Assembly Bill 181, which is a state budget bill signed by Governor Newsom on June 30th. We don't anticipate the LCFS calculator with the new updated base rate information until about mid-September. However, we are excited that the estimation for the total base will increase 6%. For a COLA rate of 12.84, which should afford us more opportunity to serve our students. In addition to the various fiscal items contained in the state budget, AB 181 requires us to revise our personal learning policy. The revisions are noted in your board packets in red line and include the following highlights. The first one, it removes language concerning the academic content required for independent study instruction. Second, it streamlines the process that triggered tier re-engagement strategies for students. Third, it recognizes the revised definition of synchronous instruction, which permits a teacher or teachers of record to provide the instruction. Fourth, it adds the special education teacher as a required signatory to the student master agreement as applicable. Fifth, it removes outdated language that only applied from the 21-22 school year. And lastly, it adds language recommended by our auditor, which recognizes that a special education specialist will sign a master agreement addendum should a student be identified for special education services after they are enrolled. Overall, there's not very many changes that are going to be difficult to implement, as we're already doing that, and it's helpful in our mission to ensure all students are engaged and on track to graduate. And wanting to give an opportunity, does anybody have any, the board or any members of the public, have any questions or comments regarding the revised personalized learning policy?
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, the board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the revised personalized learning policy. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comment? Hearing none, are there any members of the public who submitted written comment to the board?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment.
Thank you, Shelley. I will now request a motion and a second to close the public hearing.
David Ratgaber, I move that we close the public hearing.
Thank you.
Frank Lacoste, I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Frank Lacoste.
Aye.
Dr. David Ratgaber.
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes, and the public hearing is now closed as of 1:40 p.m. We'll now move on to item 4, action items, item A. The board will be asked to approve the revised personalized learning policy. Julie Parra.
Yes, if there are no further questions, we recommend that the board approve the revised personalized learning policy as presented during the public hearing.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 4A.
This is David Rathgaber. I move that we approve action item 4A.
Thank you.
Frank Lacoste, I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Frank Lacoste.
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber.
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Now move on to item 5, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you very much, President Adams. I'd like to thank Superintendent Parra for her report, and I have no further comments. Back to you.
Thank you. Ms. Vincent.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all for your time and attention to this important matter.
Thank you. Any board members have observations or comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 6, closing items. The next regular board meeting is August 30th, 2022 at 11 a.m. And now I'll hear a motion to adjourn the meeting.
This is David Rathgaber. I move we adjourn.
Thank you.
Frank Lacoste, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Frank Lacoste.
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber.
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Great meeting.